Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to John, beginning with the first chapter, at the 43rd verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. And he found Philip, and he said to Philip, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip went and found Nathanael, and he said to Nathanael, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote. It's Jesus, the son of Joseph of Nazareth." And Nathanael said to him, "Well, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Well, you come and see." And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Well, where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered him, "Well, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes you listen to a sermon and at the end of it all you say, "Well, what was that all about?" Or maybe you go home and someone asks you the same question. And so today, sometimes I like to start just by telling you what I'm going to talk about. And today I'm going to talk about the idea of assumptions. We all operate under certain assumptions, both good and bad. So let's look at the week around that's been and what's been going on this past week in our nation. I'd call it sort of a wild week, and we've had a couple of those lately. On the one hand, news about the pandemic, well, it really hasn't been very good. The COVID vaccinations are a little hard to come by, and each week thousands of people die around the world, and then many, many more are infected by the virus. And if that isn't bad enough, well, then there's the news about the American political scene, and it remains hugely conflicted. Here in Iowa, well, it's sort of hard for us to know who to believe and what's going to happen next. Thousands of National Guard members and 200 of them from here in Iowa are now camped out in Washington, D.C. to prevent a recurrence of rioting like we saw 2 weeks ago. And even our state capitals, Springfield in Illinois and Des Moines in Iowa, they're ramping up security to make sure there's no violence there. So right now we ask if anything good can come out of our government and our political leadership. And you know, if one thing certainly is obvious, and that is the American people are very divided about our nation's future. We can't decide, well, who should lead this country or in what direction the nation ought to go. The mix of pandemic and politics, oh my, that's really discouraging to see. And in the end, as we sit at home and reflect on these things, we ask ourselves, hey, where is God going in all this conflict we experience? Sometimes we find it hard to see anything good come out of Washington, D.C., or our leaders. And the same attitude, that same questioning attitude prevailed 2,000 years ago when Jesus emerged as the long-awaited Messiah. The question then was a little different, but it meant the same thing. The question was, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The disciple Nathanael has some opinions. He has some assumptions, and they're about Nazareth and what comes out of there. Now think about it for a minute. Remember I said this sermon is about assumptions? Certainly, have you ever made assumptions? Think about what those assumptions have been. Maybe it's like this: I've seen this type before, he'll never change. Or it could be, she's always so negative, I know what she will say. Or he won't understand, he never does. It's always been like that. It will never get any better. Nothing good can come out of this situation. Does that sound like some assumptions you've had? People of faith, people like Nathanael, people just like you and me, we make these assumptions and all sorts of other assumptions every day. Sometimes our assumptions are about other people, how they will behave, what they may say, what we can expect of them, what we think or believe about them. Other times we look at particular situations, and the situation could be our marriage, the state of the Middle East, or the church, or a teenager trying to grow up, and we look at it and say, oh, it's all hopeless. We're certain nothing good can come out of that situation. And then there are those times when we get a little introspective, and we look at ourselves, or maybe a part of our life. Maybe it's a secret we've carried within ourselves for years, or an illness that we face every day, an addiction we hide, the hurts we've caused others, the loneliness and lostness of grief, or we say it will never get any better. How can anything good come out of this? We may or may not speak our assumptions out loud, but they rattle through our heads and influence what we do, echo in our words. You know what happens when we assume, right? The old saying has some truth to it, but I'm thinking of something else. The assumptions we make destroy relationships, love, and life. We think we know more than we really do. They narrow our vision. They close off the possibilities of change and growth. Our assumptions deny the possibility of reconciliation, healing, a different way of being ourselves, or even a new life. And unfortunately, these assumptions impoverish our faith and proclaim, hey, there's no room for God to show up and act on our behalf. Now, when you look at this lesson, it's no coincidence that Matthew, or Nathanael in this case, is sitting under the fig tree when he makes his comments. It's the fig tree that gave Adam and Eve the leaves behind which they hid from God and themselves. It's the fig tree Jesus will later curse for producing no fruit, no signs of life. Assumptions, think about this, assumptions become hiding places. They aren't fruitful. They don't produce good. They keep us from engaging life, engaging ourselves, each other, and engaging God at a deeper level. Now, Nathanael doesn't doubt that God will fulfill all the Old Testament promises. He isn't surprised by and doesn't even question that Philip could have found the one about whom Moses spoke in the law and the prophets wrote. His shock and disbelief are that this could come out of some place called Nazareth. Nathanael has as much faith as the next guy, but he just can't see this happening in Nazareth. Ain't no way. Not there. Can't anything good come out of Nazareth. Well, think about it this way. Each of us in our own lives, we have our Nazareth. We think they are about other people, particular circumstances, or even pieces of our lives. Most, though, our assumptions are about us. Our fears, our prejudices, our guilt, our losses, our deeply felt wounds. We take our past experiences, real or imagined, and then we project them onto another person's situation. Assumptions keep life shallow and superficial. If we assume then that we do not have to risk, then we assume we do not have to risk a deeper knowing and a deeper being known. At the deepest level, our Nazareths are about our relationship with God. We just can't see how anything good can come out of a Nazareth. We cannot believe that God could be present, active, and revealed in Nazareth, whether it would be through another person, a relationship, our situation, or our own life. It's so hard to see life in the midst of death, hope in place of despair, and good and beautiful in what looks like a bad and ugly situation. It's sometimes easier just to make an assumption. For us, Nazareth, well, that's a blind spot. For God, however, Nazareth is the place of God's manifestation, of his self-revelation to us. It just seems so ungodlike to show up in Nazareth, to have God in Nazareth, doing great things out of Nazareth, whether it's the town, a person, or a situation. Nazareth is too common, it's too ordinary, even too mundane. Shouldn't the person or place of God's coming be more deserving, special, acceptable, holy, better behaved, likable, more regular at church, someone who prays more, is better dressed, all of these things? The Nathaniel in us had as a particular set of conditions or prerequisite or assumptions that must be met before we're going to allow God to appear and act. That says more about us than it does about God. God does not allow himself to be limited by our assumptions. For every Nazareth, there is an invitation out there from our Lord to come and see. For every assumption we make, there is a deeper truth to be discovered, a new relationship to be experienced, and a new life to be lived. Our Nazareth becomes the place of God's epiphany. Over and over, Jesus shows up from the Nazareth, shows up in the Nazareth of our life. And he calls us out from under the fig tree, so to speak. Whenever we leave the fig tree, what we're doing is we're opening ourselves up to see God present, to see him at work in the most unexpected places and in the most unexpected people. As the assumptions fall, a new life and a new world rise up. The fulfillment of God's promises and earthly life happen in a place called Nazareth. The last place we would have thought that possible, well, it's the first place God chooses to go. And he says to us, just come and see. Our salvation and healing happen where we thought nothing good could occur. Reconciliation and love are revealed in relationships where we were certain nothing good would come from that. The seemingly hopeless situations of life can begin to bear fruit when we set aside our assumptions. Words of forgiveness and compassion are spoken by people we were sure could never say or do such things. God puts lives back together in the Nazareth of our life. There's more happening in Nazareth than we would ever have thought possible. You see, not just anything good comes out of Nazareth. The one who is good comes out of Nazareth, and he is here for you and to reveal himself to you and to invite you to come and see and work with him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.